Hey there.
Hello.
Hello, Steve. This is Carl.
Yeah. Hey, Carl. Is this a good time?
Oh, it is. Thank you. I wanted to get home, you know. So, how
All
are
right.
you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. How about you?
Me too. I finished reading up to chapter 20 today.
That's
so
great.
I'm working through the book.
All right, perfect. So is everything up to the mark?
Well, so far, but I have to tell you, even though I get frustrated when you say read it again, I'm glad I did, because there are probably 20 minor changes that I found where a different word would be better, etc. So I'm glad I'm doing it and that you told me to. So, and I've made changes in red, so get it back. You'll be able to see what I did.
All right. That would be great.
Good. Thank you.
All right. And I also want to ask you one more thing, that on the front page, on the first page of the book, there is a website link, which the domain name, which is jcarlgoodman.com. We have acquired it, so we do have it right now. So, yeah, we can go with it. But what about the email address? Are you able to access that email?
I am. jcarlgoodman@gmail.com. I set up just for the books so that I wouldn't be using the Carl Goodman at the Isaac Network, which is what I read them both every day. But I figured that way, the book email would be easy, and I could identify it real easily.
All right, perfect. So the email address on the first page is the one you can access, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And what about the pictures that you have shared with me?
Okay, I just gave you a bunch. And I guess that I would leave it, in your good to use them where you think they might be beneficial. I don't think, we need them in the book, but they might be on the website, right?
All right, then, perfect. Yeah, I got your point. So, yeah, I will share all of them with the web team and let them know to use them accordingly.
And that's the perfect way. Use them accordingly. You don't have to use them all. If you want to use a couple, that's great.
Exactly. I got it.
And if you want more, I can do that. That's easy.
I believe that are going to be enough, but still, if you have any specific pictures that you want to add, so you can surely share them with me. I will share it with the team, and we'll get them incorporated.
Very well.
All right, Carl. Anything else?
Well, I had talked to Samantha the other day, and we talked through the fact that I really do need LCCN numbers. Otherwise, libraries won't buy the book. We really do need that. And she said she would have a talk with you to determine what best deal they could do. I mean, I know I complain about the money. I know that. Most of that is because I got scammed out of so much by that first publisher who went dark. But I also need those, and I'd like you to be as kind as you can. And Samantha said she'd have a talk with you, and then you guys would get back with me.
Exactly. So Samantha has told me about the LCCN number, and I also had a word with my inside man. I do have an inside man who can process the LCCN number in a day or two. So I just had a word with him.
For all four books, probably.
Yeah, exactly. We need for all four of them. I have also discussed this whole scenario with him and then asked him what's going to be the best process. So what I got from him is there's going to be four different LCCN numbers for all four books. And
correct.
Currently, we have to share with them the rough draft of the books, but once on that rough draft, they are gonna provide us the LCCN number. But also, once the books are published, we have to send them a printed copy of the books, all four books.
Right.
So yeah. For the LCCN number, yeah. So after, like, having a discount for the four books, they gave me a cost of $500 for each book.
Go ahead and do it. Are you gonna charge at the time we submit the book, or are you gonna charge me now?
No. We have to charge right now. That's why I called you, because we need to pay him right now so he can process the LCCN numbers. So it's going to be a total of $2,000 for all four of the books.
Okie doke. Do it. And if
so
I
should
run
we just
short,
charge it right now?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll just ask you to loan me the money. That's all. I'm just
kidding. I'm sorry. All right. So yeah, as I got your confirmation, I will charge the amount and we'll update you and we'll share the paid receipt with you as well.
Okay, and would you send me some sort of receipt for that? I'll tell you, one of the problems I had with Don,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it was a problem. He would say he would do certain things, and I believed him. I felt it was part of the process. I really, I had no reason not to believe Penguin's representative. So, and I understand now that it was not the truth, but it.
Carl, I'm really sorry about the miscommitments on behalf of Don. But as we are getting back on track, so I'll make sure everything is going to be up to the mark.
Yeah, I know you will. I'm confident in that. I'm just
thank you so much for believing in me.
Well, it was such a disappointment is the way I'd say it. You've gotten to know me well enough that if I'm upset or something, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was upset because I felt he was Penguin's representative, and what he told me I thought was true. And it obviously wasn't. So I understand why he's no longer there,
mm-hmm.
and all that. I do appreciate your help. Don't get me wrong. I'm upset with the situation more than I'm upset with you or Samantha or Alex or anybody else.
Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, one more thing, Carl. Please tell me, how soon can you share the feedback on the critical point?
Well, I'm halfway through it, and I spent Saturday afternoon, part of Sunday. Yesterday, I had appointments all day, so I wasn't able to do mm-hmm. anything. I'm figuring today's Tuesday, Wednesday, probably by the end of the day, Thursday or early morning Friday, I'll have it all done for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, just a minute. All right, Carl, you there?
Yep, I am.
All right, perfect. So, yeah, I was just letting the finance know to charge the amount.
Sure.
All right, so once you got your feedback on critical point, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to publish the critical point and publish it from the Amazon. And on the other hand, we are already working on book 1, 2, and book 4.
Super, thank you. And the I'm getting really good responses. In fact, I've sold 4 books this week in Becky's store of people who had read the first one and then came in to buy the second one. So, I mean, I'm getting good feedback. So I hope that the book will do well, especially with your marketing efforts to help me to get on, because the biggest thing, as I told Don, you know, I'm going to have to sell 8 or 10,000 books just to get my money back. So
you surely gonna will.
Yep, that's what we're looking for, and I think it'll turn out pretty well.
It surely will, Carl.
I think the books are good, and the other thing is that I'll mention this. Don had said. Now, I understand, just so you know, Don had said that once they were published, then they would that Penguin would probably try to set up a big, what do you call it, book signing and book talks and promotion, maybe by getting Barnes & Noble to buy a couple of thousand books for distribution, and then I could go to their various stores and talk and sign books and all that to get it a good kickoff, send-off. But, you know, I'll let you guys decide what you can do for me and hope, you know, you can help me out that way.
Sure. So the thing is, what Don has told you that might be the book signing events, I'm guessing he was talking about.
Yes.
So I'm not pretty much sure about it right now, as I'm not the marketing person, as you already know.
Sure.
So I can discuss this with the marketing team, and then I will update you on this.
Super. And then the last thing I'll just mention, because I want you to know what he told me, you know.
Sure, so that would be great. So we can be on the same page, and we both know what he has told you earlier, and even if it is possible,
right,
or even if it is in the contract or not.
Yeah. Well, he didn't put it all in the contract. That's, as I told Samantha, I have the contract, as you've seen it, I think. And yet, you know, when he told me this stuff, I just figured it was part of the normal process. So I never said, please write it down and send it to me. I didn't want to be obnoxious and say, okay, every time you say something, write it down and send, you know. I probably should have, but I didn't, because I presumed it was part of the normal process. But what was I going to tell you? Now I forgot what I was going to say, but you know, there were other things he said, like that he encouraged me to have you guys print my copies for the store and stuff, because he could do a better job and get a better price, or at least a competitive price on printing. And he said he would ship them to me with no cost. I don't know how he could do that. Books are expensive to ship. But, you know, he had mentioned that to me as well.
About the printed copies?
Yeah, I will want printed copies for my store.
So I hope he didn't tell you that the printed copies are also included in the contract.
No, he did not.
Thank God. All right.
I will tell you the truth. I won't try to scam you. I've been scammed. I know. I don't like it. All he said was that he would pick up the shipping of the books to me. And
that's something that is possible.
Yeah. Well, if it is, that's great.
Sure, but let me tell you, it totally depends on the number of copies. We can surely do the printing and the shipping, everything, but if there is, like, a big number for the copies, then we can, like, waive off the shipping fee. That's not an issue.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll talk about it. Typically what I end up doing because we have a a small book launch here
mm-hmm,
in town.
Mm-hmm.
You held at my wife's store. And,
yep,
you know,
that you told me that you and your wife are planning to go on a vacation. That one?
Yeah, well, there's also that. Thank you for remembering. We're going to the coast of Maine in September,
mm-hmm.
two
mm-hmm.
weeks, and I try to set something up for book signings while I'm there in Maine for the main event, because that's a book that takes place there.
Mm-hmm.
And but also, you know, we may want to do something. I mean, I would be willing to go up there at another time in June or whatever to have a book signing.
Mm-hmm.
If your marketing team says that would be, because we'd get the thing started early in the season, because Maine is one of these places where the summer season is when everybody goes to visit. They don't go to Maine in the winter, you know. If we can set up a good event in New
mm-hmm.
York,
mm-hmm.
I'll come up and sign books, and I'd even stop by and see you folks at your offices. I'd love
that would be great. So are you going to, like, arrange the event on your own, or you want us to try and do something from our side?
If you could do something from your side, that would be great, because, frankly, I believe you probably have more clout than me. Your marketing team probably has more clout than me.
Exactly. That's going to be with the marketing team. So, yeah, I'll discuss both of the things, the book signing events in the New York with them, and then we'll update you on this.
Sure. And then the last thing that, well, it's maybe not the last thing, but the other
mm-hmm.
thing that I wrote down in my notes that Don told me,
mm-hmm.
and again, I'm understanding that, was that he said that Penguin could turn over, once they're done, my books to, you said you had, or you either had or knew of literary agents that could represent the book to, say, Penguin Random House or Macmillan or somebody like that, who might pick it up for a stronger marketing event.
That is also something that I need to discuss with the marketing team. Carl, can you please do me one favor?
Sure.
Yeah, can you please mention all these points in an email, what Don has told you, and send me the email if it's possible for you?
Oh, sure. I could do that. I can probably do it tomorrow or Thursday easily.
Sure. No, we are in no rush, so you can take your time. Whenever you are free, you have time, just
yeah.
do it and
yep.
shoot an email to me so that I can discuss it with the team, and we'll update you on all of these things.
Well, thank you. See, you know, every writer would like to be a bestseller.
Exactly.
You know, of course. I also know that every writer isn't going to be a bestseller. But
mm-hmm.
I think with your help, we can at least make progress to make this book, I guess the word I'd use is successful.
We surely will, and I will try my level best to help you out in whatever situation to get this book successful. As you already know,
yeah.
how much I'm dedicated with you and your book.
I know, and, you know, whether I continue to write more,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm sure I will at some point, will depend on you know, the success of these four books in this series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I did write down a question for you.
Yep.
Because you're an expert. As you've seen in the book covers, the first book says, Out of the
mm-hmm.
Fog,
mm-hmm.
with no other explanation. the second book says, under the title, The Dysfunctional Family,
mm-hmm.
underneath says, the second novel with the teen. The third book, the one critical point says, the third novel with the teen, and mm-hmm. the main event says, under the title, the fourth novel with the teen. The question was simply this. Should we put under Out of the Fog, should we just add the words something like the first novel with the team or how the team comes together or something so that as people look at them, they'll see what books perhaps they could read in order?
Sure, we can do this. So yeah, tell me, as I'm not remembering right now, is there any subtitle with the first book's title?
None. It just says Out of the Fog. So if we were just to add under it either something that says the first novel with the team.
What we can do, we can just mention the first novel with the team at the end, like at the bottom of the book, front cover.
Sure.
And we're going to follow the same format for all of the books.
Perfect. So you know, just so people could read them in order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'll put all that in an email and try to be as inclusive as I can.
All right. Perfect. So yeah, also I will add the first edition, first novel with the team on the bottom of the book, and the same is going to be on the third one, the critical point.
Yep.
But like for all of them, but first as we are like almost at the finalization of the critical point, so first I'm going to do that on that one. At the bottom, it's going to be mentioned the third novel with the team, and then I will share it with you. Okay?
Okay. Very well. Well, thank
Perfect.
You.
Anything else?
Oh, no, not that I think of right now. I'm sure there will be other things, but I'll make sure that I email them to you also.
Sure. That would be great.
You can't be expected to have this kind of conversation with me and remember everything we talked about.
No worries. So, yeah, take your time, and whenever you find time, just shoot that email to me, whatever Dawn has told you. And I'll figure it out, discuss it with the marketing team, and we'll update you accordingly.
Very well. Thank you. And then I do appreciate everything you're doing. And by the way, thank you mm-hmm. for sending me what the imprint looks like. I think that'll be good.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Carl. And one more thing. I just got a heads up from the finance team that the $2,000 has been charged. So I will be sharing a paid receipt with you for the payment, okay?
And I'll get that tomorrow when I get to the office.
Perfect.
All right.
So that's all for now from my end. If you have anything else,
okay. Please
go ahead.
I will let you know. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Steve.
Perfect call. So take care of yourself. It was really nice talking to you. Have a good day.
Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Take care.